Amen. Some of the best folk in the world sitting right here at the Calvary Baptist Tabernacle. And we're just as mean as everybody else, and we're just as sweet as everybody else. Amen. And we're glad that you're here this morning. Love my church family. And appreciate what the Lord's doing here in these days. Luke chapter 11, would you stand with me? I have the reverence of reading of God's Word for just a minute. Let you stretch your legs. Don't forget about Smoky Mountain Youth Revival. This be starting on Wednesday night. Now, don't let the name of the meeting fool you. It's for young folk and others. Amen. Young folk and others, that good politically correct way to put that. We want everybody to be here. And we'll be starting up somewhere between 7 and 7:30 Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And you say, well, why don't we have a definite start time? Because we mountain people don't know when to start. Amen? And so, but we got a lot of activities and things, especially on Thursday and Friday. And so we just got a wind to be here about 7 and be ready to start up sometime between 7 and 7:30. Need a lot of help from church folk. We'll make mention of that at the end of service. But be much in prayer for the meeting. Brother Mark Stroud, Lord's willing, will be here on Wednesday, getting it kicked off. Thursday morning, Brother Barry Rackley be here preaching. Brother Andy Wells will be preaching. Thursday night, Brother Tony Hudson will be here preaching. And then Friday morning, Brother Lee Davis and Brother John Morgan will be preaching that morning service. And then Friday night, Pastor Philbeck will be back with us and be closing the meeting out. And I'm looking forward to the meeting. Some good preachers coming in, but we need the good touch of God. The Love Valley Youth Choir, along with our youth choir, be singing each night. And we're excited about that. Looking forward to just cutting loose and having a good time in the house of the Lord. And so you come, bring a good attitude and running shoes. Amen. I'll leave your bad attitude at home. And leave your skepticism, amen, at home. And come on in, bring your shout with you, and let's have a good time in the house of the Lord. Luke chapter 11, I'll not be long this morning, I don't think. But I want to begin reading in verse number 14. Of course, the opening verses of this chapter, great verses that the Lord teaches concerning prayer. Verse 14 said, "And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said, he casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges." I'll be preaching primarily from the next two or three verses the Bible said, "But if I," that is Christ, that is the Lord Jesus, "but if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you." A Bible said, when a strong man, listen to this verse, "when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But," listen now, "but when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherewith they trusted and divided his spoils." We'll leave off our reading there this morning. Would you pray with me that the Lord will have his will and way today? Let me say, as we get ready to pray, if you're here today and you're lost, we believe you're under the kingdom of Satan. You live under the power of God. You are of your father, the devil. And don't let that offend you. That's where all men are that are lost. That's where I was one day. But I want to preach this morning, if the Lord will help me, on the kingdom of Satan and the power of Christ. Or if you want a fancier title, I'm preaching this morning on the stronger strong man. The stronger strong man that can set men free. Father, I love you today. And I want to thank you for the Word of God. I want to thank you for the house of God. I want to thank you for the people of God, the Spirit of God. Lord, the grace of God, the mercy of God, the love of God. Lord, so many things you've bestowed upon us, and we are thankful for it. Lord, even in this very hour, thank you for the good singing by the choir, the good singing by the congregation, the good singing by the Burchettes. Thank you, Lord, for the good songs of Zion that have blessed our heart this morning. I pray now for the next little while the Word of God would stir us, and Lord, bring conviction to the lost, bring a stir of rejoicing and worship to those that know something of the power of Christ in salvation. And Lord, all that you do for us, we'll bless you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can be seated. Verses we've chose for the text this morning that Christ has led our hearts to, the Spirit of God has laid upon our heart to preach from this morning, deal with in the setting. Christ is doing some great things. You'll notice in verse number 14 that the Bible said Christ was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake. And he was such a saint, then the Word of God said, and the people wondered, that is, at the power of Christ to bring this devil out of this man and take a man that was dumb and could not speak. And just a few minutes alone with the Lord, by the power of the Lord God of glory, this man began to speak. And my friend, a man that a man had no hope was given the power of Christ in his life. Life is changed. And I say, I often wonder when sinners walk the aisle, it still amazes me how and the power of Christ has a man the ability to raise above the hold that and devils have on the lives of individuals, even in the air that we live in. That's still something to be amazed at. And like what the songwriter wrote and penned out some years ago, I'm still amazed. Amen. I'm still amazed today that God can reach down and change lives and do great things. But there's a problem in this city. As we know, the Bible said that some people wonder. The Bible said in verse 15, but some of them said, he casteth out devils through Beelzebub, a chief of the devils. That is, my friend, there's a crowd that sat around and began to milk their chin. They didn't understand it. They didn't like it. It didn't go the way they thought it was supposed to go. And so they began to criticize Christ and the work that had been done in this man's life. In fact, the argument that they make is, my friend, that the Lord has done this through the power of Beelzebub, or the power of Satan himself. You'll understand this according to verse 14. And this great thing that the Lord has done that has provoked some to wonder and be amazed and to be astonished at the power of Christ. That, my friend, when others seen a disease, Christ seen a devil. And when some saw sickness, amen, Christ saw sin. And I'm glad today the Lord knows how to deal with the root of the problem. Amen. Our generation has risen up and said that man has diseases, that he's got alcoholism, or he's just got addiction. But amen, what the world sees as disease, Christ sees as a devil. And what some see as sickness, the Lord sees as sin. Amen. The fact of the matter is today, amen, the drunkard putting a bottle to his lips, amen, listen, his problem ain't a bottle. Amen. His problem is he's filled with sin and he's filled with the devil, and only the power of Christ can change their life. Amen. Friend, these Pharisees sit back, and the argument or the debate between Christ and the Pharisees in verse 15 down through verse number 19 is concerning the authority and power of Jesus over the kingdom of Satan. They indict him and say that, Brother Dean, the way that he's doing this is by the power of Satan. The only way that he could cast out devils is to have the power of the devil within it. And the Lord rebukes them and discerns their thoughts, and he says to them, amen, how can a house be divided against itself and then it stand? In other words, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You're awake now. Amen.
Amen. Listen, I'm telling you today that my friend, that they said that the Lord is doing this by the power of Satan. And Christ's argument is this, that the devil would in no way work against himself and be divided against himself and cast down a devil out of a man that he's already got power over. And this morning as we consider this, my friend, this morning notice in Christ said, and if I by Beelzebub cast down devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall they be your judges. And so the Lord said, listen, I'm not the only one casting out devils, and you want to get on me, but what about your sons? If I'm doing it by the power of the devil, and by what power are they doing it by? Amen. And he sends a rebuke against them and says that your own sons are going to deal, amen, and be your judgment. Notice the Lord said, but if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. The whole argument here deals with the kingdom of Satan and its influence over the human race and the power of Christ. My friend, over that kingdom, can I say today that the devil is real and sin is real? That when we speak of the devil and the kingdom of Satan this morning, we're dealing, Brother Gerald, with something that is a reality. The devil, my friend, is not a figment of our imagination. And by the way, he's not some cartoon figure running around in red pajama pants and a pitchfork and horns and a long pointed tail. That is not the devil that is spoken of in the Bible, but his power and authority in his kingdom is something that indeed is real. Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, and he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers in the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And he told them that you must put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And so this morning we understand that our enemy is real. We're introduced to him in the book of Genesis, the enemy of man. The Bible said that the devil came to Eve in the form of the subtle serpent, and began to deceive the woman, and eventually plunged the human race into sin. And ever since then, my friend, there's been a war going on, amen, for the souls of men between the kingdom of Satan and the power of Christ. And this morning I'll jump right into it. Amen. Notice with me in verses 20 down through verse 22, several things concerning Satan and the teaching of Christ in this lesson concerning what we'll deal with this morning, the stronger, strong man. Notice with me, first of all, today, Satan's power. And can I say today that Satan is a powerful foe? And we read this passage, notice verse 21, and when a strong man, that is the devil, when a strong man armed keeping his palace, his goods are in peace. And I read that verse, I'm reminded that the Lord, my friend, said he is a strong man. He's not a weakling today. He's not a wimp, but he is a mighty foe of the human race. And he's armed, my friend, going after the very souls of men. And the Lord is dealing with here the very power of Satan today. Now, thank God he's not all powerful. We'll see that in a minute. But he is a very powerful foe that we're dealing with and exposing this morning. Notice with me that it is a real power. Amen. Somebody said, well, the devil can't touch me, and the devil can't do me any harm. And I say today, the Bible said the devil walking about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. It is a real power. And my friend, it is at work today in the world, and which you and I live, Satan's power is a real power. But I noted this in this verse, and it is a released power today. Amen. It's not something that is held back. The devil has unleashed his power and his devil's set and his authority and his kingdom. My friend, upon this generation in which you and I live, it's something that has been released. It's something at work. It's something that, my friend, is moving. My friend, even in this air, you say, I don't believe that. Then why today? Amen. Are there so many men addicted to sin? And why are there so many lives that are being destroyed? Why is it that, my friend, so many families are falling apart? Why do we have so much divorce? Why is there so many tears shed in the midnight hour, said? Amen. My little children who have abusive daddies and mamas, said. My friend, I'm telling you today that it is a release power that is in work and is seeking to wound and destroy the lives of men. Jesus said this. Jesus was speaking to his disciples one day, and he said that the thief, speaking of the devil, has come before to steal and to kill and to destroy. That is, that authority, that power has been released, and it's desired. My friend, the wound mankind, he's released it. Paul again had it under the church at Ephesus, spoke of the fiery darts of the devil there. And I remind you today that one that we're exposing, the one that Christ is dealing with. My friend, the kingdom of Satan, we fight, and Satan has real and release power. Notice with me that it's relentless power. The Bible said in this verse, when a strong man armed, keeping his palace, his goods are in peace. Christ said he's not only a strong man, but he's a strong man that is armed. That is, he's got tools in his arsenal. He's got bullets in his gun. Amen. And he's out, my friend, armed. Amen. Can I remind you today, the devil don't play fair. Amen. He has no rules today. Amen. He'll do everything he can to drag you to the bottom there and destroy your life. Amen. He's so wicked and perverted today. And if he had his way, he'd take these little boys down here on the front row. He'd make whoremongers and sodomites and drunkards out of them. My friend, he's relentless in his power. If he had his way, he'd take every young little girl with all the potential in the world to be great for God. Amen. And as a strong man armed, he'd sink his claws into them and drag them to the very bottom and leave them in a dope house somewhere with needle marks up and down their arms. Amen. God only knows what they'd have done and who they'd done it with. The devil has a relentless power and is real and released today. You say, I don't believe it. Well, just look around in the world we live in. My friend, there are people that have all the money in the world, and yet today their money has not made them better, it's made them worse. There are people that are born into privilege, but today their lives are marked by heartbreak and headaches and hardships. A devil is, my friend, latched onto their leg and relentlessly and without respect is wounding them and dragging them not only down in this leg, but into the charred walls of the dam for all eternity. Notice with me Satan's power, but notice with me Satan's palace. Christ said that his strong man armed, speaking the devil. Notice with me what the Lord said about it. The Bible said in verse number 21 again, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. We see Satan's power in this verse, but I see Satan's palace. There are three truths to be seen in this verse concerning what Christ says is the palace of Satan. That, notice with me, the place of his palace. I believe in the context of this verse and this whole setting, that, my friend, we could say today that the palace of Satan is none other than the world at large. Amen. In one instance, Paul was writing the church at Corinth, and he referenced the devil as being the god of this world. In Ephesians 2, he said, speaking the same devil, he said he's the prince of the power of the air. Amen. The children, the the children. He's the one that is at work in the children of disobedience. And this morning, I want you to understand that the world is the devil's palace, if you will. We understand God owns it. When he got kicked out of heaven, he fell to earth. And my friend, he has a kingdom that is of this world. That's why Christ said in his earthly ministry, my kingdom is not of this world. What was he speaking of? He's speaking of that worldly system that belongs to the devil. Amen. He works through, amen, politicians. He works through the Hollywood crowd. He works through the dope crowd. He works through the drunken crowd, dude. Amen. The world is of the devil's palace. But in application and more specifically, I believe it is the human heart that my friend the devil makes for his palace. In fact, Otis Whitman, the Bible said that when a strong man armed keeping his palace, a whole setting and context that's going on here has centered around Christ throwing a devil out of a man's life. And remember, and this was not uncommon in the life of the Lord and his ministry. He did this on many occasions. The most familiar is probably Mark 5 when he got in the country of the Gadarenes and the man with the legion of devils in it. My friend Christ threw him out of the man and into the swine. The swine ran down and were choked in the sea. Amen. What is the truth? The truth is this, that the devil desires in his help to give the human heart and to make your heart and your life his very palace. He wants to dwell there. He wants to call the shots. That's why the Lord looked at that religious crowd and all their religious garb and all their religious tradition and looked at them and he said, you're of your father, the devil. That is, there was a relationship that the devil was listening. He don't matter. Amen. He'll do it through a bottle. He'll do it through a marijuana joint. He'll do it through immorality. Or he'll do it through religion. And he'll make his abode in your life. Your heart and your life will be his palace. The place of his palace. But notice, a protection of his palace. Listen to me. I'm about where I want to preach from this morning. I'll not be long. Notice this with me. The protection of his palace. The Bible said when a strong man armed, what did the Lord say he was going to do with his palace? He said, keep it, his palace. In other words, when the devil, amen, takes a human heart and a human life and makes it his palace, makes it his abode, and my friend has that life bound to the kingdom of Satan, that the devil's going to do everything he can to keep his claim on that life. My friend, we understand that Paul wrote, amen, I already referenced about when he called Satan the god of this world, but he spoke in the church at Corinth, and he said, Brother Jerry, he said, in whom the god of this world has blinded the eyes of this world, lest they should see the glorious gospel. Amen, the devil's going to do everything he can to keep lost people lost. He's going to do everything he can. Those that are under the dominion have been, amen, firstborn into the dominion and kingdom of Satan that belong to him. Oh, Brother Danny, he's going to do everything he can to keep them to himself. And I remind you today that the devil wants to see you go to hell. The devil today doesn't want you seeing the gospel. He doesn't want you hearing some, amen, young, hacking, sweating, stomping, screaming preacher a day that'll change your life. Amen. The grace of preaching, the grace of God will change your life. He don't want you hearing that today. He doesn't want you seeing that today. And so what does he do? He tries to protect the palace that he's been given. And I say today, the devil, my friend, is doing a good job in this air, in our generation and even in our nation today. Amen. This that he's made his palace, once he gets in a man's heart and life, he will do all he can to keep it for himself. Amen. He wants you to burn with him. He wants you to be destroyed. He wants you to be eternally separated from God and his grace. Amen. And he's going to do everything he can to protect the palace that he has. You say, preacher, I'm pretty good. Surely the devil ain't in me. If you're not saved, the devil's in you. You are of your father, the devil. And that's why at invitation time, here in a little while, the Spirit of God will begin to move and there'll be a battle on the inside. A Holy Ghost and a preacher in the church will be saying, come and get saved. There'll be something on the inside saying, not today, not today. Amen. You don't want to go. My friend, that's all the devil's desire. Protect the palace that he's taken to himself. Amen. He'll cause pride to swell up. Amen. He'll use excuses in your mind of protecting his palace. Like, what's everybody going to think if you go down? He'll use things like, you're not as bad as they say you are. You're not as bad as the Bible says you are. What about all the good you've done in life? All that is designed that the devil might protect a palace he's taken to himself, and he can drag you to hell. Protection of his palace. Notice the peace of his palace. Notice what Christ said. He said, when a strong man armed keeping his palace, his goods are in peace. In other words, as long as the devil has your leg and he's working to keep it, amen, you know what he'll do? He'll give you a sense of peace that everything's all right. My friend, he'll use, as I've already said, he'll use your good works. He'll use, amen, all the goodness of your life, all the righteousnesses of your life, amen, to create a sense of peace. But it's a false sense of peace. It's not going to end well. Amen. But the Lord said, as long as the devil's in his life, as long as the devil has control, he'll make mankind think everything's okay. And I say that's where a lot of people are today. They live their life thinking everything's all right. And the mentality of our generation is, I'm just going to do the best I can. And you believe what you want to believe. And I believe what I want to believe. And we'll all end up in the same place. Where's that doctrine come from? I'll tell you where it come from. It come from the pits of hell. Giving a false sense of peace to a lost life. And listen, we all ain't the same. They're trying to convince us that at what we believe, same as the Catholic, same as the Lutheran, same as the Muslim, same as the Buddhist. Hey, amen, two things that are different ain't the same. Amen, I'm not going. Amen, I'm not going to the Muslim heaven. And by the way, they ain't either. Amen. Well, amen, we don't believe in purgatory. And by the way, the Bible don't either. My friend, two things that are opposite, two things that are different, amen, can't be the same. One is not two. Am I making sense today? And so what's the devil done? He's given a false sense of peace and security within the walls of every palace that he's taken to himself, amen, to make mankind think they're okay. He'll use lies like, well, surely if God is love, he wouldn't put anybody in hell. You know what that is? That's a sense of peace the devil gives to the palace that he has. And can I say today, God is love, and thank God, because he's love, he sent his son into this world to bleed and to die and to be a sacrifice as the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. Amen. And don't tell me that a God that's love and a God that's just won't put somebody in hell. I've heard them say it ain't fair that God would put anybody in hell. And I just preach here a minute. I'll tell you what ain't fair, that God sent his son and let him die on a cross that you can be saved. What ain't fair is that you know it, and that truth you'd spit in his face and not get saved. That's what's not fair. Amen. God is just, and thank God. Listen, God's a just God. He's not a fair God. He's a just God. Amen. If he was fair, we'd all wind up in hell today. But in his justice, he sent his son and has appeased his wrath against sin. And every man that claims that and clings to that and trusts in the blood of Christ, and God is saved by the grace of God. Amen. But that crowd that says the devil's give them that sense of peace, that a God that loves me surely won't put me in hell. And I'm telling you today, God will put you in hell. Amen. Bible said over there in the great white throne judgment that he's going to cast men in there. That literally means he's going to throw you away like a piece of trash. I know it's rough, and I don't even like preaching about it. I'm glad today I can tell you right now the grace of God stands short, and the love of God is extended, and the mercy of God calls. Amen, but don't listen to the false sense of peace that the devil's put in his palace. Notice with me Satan's power and Satan's palace. His peace is false and temporary. My friend, he's got his hold in verse 21. And I'm glad it didn't end there. I'm glad the Lord didn't leave off mankind stuck with the devil. Notice what he said. I'm about to explode already. Y'all pray I can kind of calm down. Brother Al, he said, that old strong man, he's armed. He's doing everything he can to keep his palace. He's doing everything he can to make that laugh think everything's going to be all right. The Bible said, but when a stronger than he. Amen. Can I say the devil does have power, and it's real, and it's released, and it's relentless. And he's doing all he can to keep the house and the palace that he's taken to himself. But thank God he ain't got all power. Amen. He is the strong man, but there is a stronger strong man. There is a, can I say that again? There is a stronger strong man. Is he strong? Oh yes. But there's one that is stronger than he. Is his power real? Is it destroying lives? Is the strength of his power on display? And even in our generation, you better believe it is. But I'm looking around in the eyes of those that found. And though there's a strong man in the devil, there's a stronger, strong man in the Lord. Amen. Now don't forget, the whole argument is this. The only way Christ could cast the devil out of the dumb man is that the power of Beelzebub, the power of the devil's at work in his life. Christ said, there ain't no way he'd ever work against himself. And the fact you've seen this miracle today proves that the kingdom of God has come unto you and fallen upon you, that the stronger, strong man has shown up and dealt with the devil. Amen. I'm glad that when the devil had made my heart and in my life, his palace and his power prevailed, and I was lost in my religion. Other day, and thank God, the stronger, strong man showed up one day, shined the light on the devil, took away the false peace, and run the devil out of town. Satan's problem is this. There's a stronger, strong man. He's strong, but he ain't the strongest. He's great, but he ain't the greatest. He's mighty, but there's one mightier than he. He works to destroy. Amen. You remember the words of Christ to his disciples again. The thief, the devil, Satan, the adversary is come but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. In other words, a devil's power is out. Amen. To wreck and to ruin and drag you to hell. But the stronger, strong man has shown up to give back everything and more that the devil took away. Stronger, strong man. Let me see your Bible. Notice how mighty, hallelujah, how strong is the stronger, strong man than the strong man. Am I making any sense today? How much stronger is the stronger strong man than the strong man? Does that make any sense? Here's how stronger he is. The Bible said, Lord, have mercy. Brother Will, if I bust the hinges off that door, you just jump up and finish for me. Verse number 20, here's how much stronger he is. But if I, with the finger of God. Woo! But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils. Oh, devil's doing all he can. He's got all his hands all over a man's life. He's all up in there, and Christ said, when the stronger, strong man shows up and cast out the devil, all he needs is one little finger. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad today. It don't, amen. What did Isaiah say? It said God could make his arm bare. And Christ said, when I go to cast the devil out, I don't need the whole arm of God. Amen. I don't need the foot of God to stomp on it. All I need is the finger of God, and I can throw him out. Woo! Hallelujah. The stronger, strong man. Listen to me. The strong man is no match for the stronger, strong man. He can work and claw and fight and throw every dart. And my friend do all he can and keep the palace. But when the stronger, strong man shows up, with the power, the grace of God, Christ said, all I need is one finger to deal with the devil. You know what I'm thankful for today? When God saved me, all he had to do is lift a finger. It ain't nothing for God to save sinners. You listen to me today, it ain't nothing for God to save sinners. Amen, I'm glad. Amen, the choir sang a moment ago. I'm saved to the uttermost. You know what? Because one day Christ showed up with all the power and the grace of God and lifted a finger against the devil. Amen, and the strong man had to yield to the stronger, strong man. Amen, just him raising his finger is mighty enough to cast him out. Amen. If you're here today, God can save you with his finger. That finger either writes your judgment like it did with King Belteshazzar. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Or God will lift his finger and deliver you from the power of the kingdom of Satan. And the power of Satan, my friend, and put you in the kingdom of Christ. With the I'm talking about the stronger, strong man. You ain't got to try to save yourself. You're no match for the strong man. Amen. You're no match for the strong man. It don't matter who your daddy is and who your mama is. It don't matter who your preacher is or what church you go to. Amen. You're no match for the strong man. But the stronger strong man says, get out of here. Amen. Now watch this. What should I do, or how should I worry when the strong man comes back by trying to take what he thinks is still his? Now watch it now. When he saved me and got the devil out of my life, he used a finger. But Jesus said over there in his earthly ministry, he said, all that the Father giveth me are mine. And he, hallelujah. He said, no man shall pluck them out of my hand. He used a finger, Brother Will, to get the devil out. And when he got the devil out, he took Sissy Abby and said, there's one, there's two, there's three, there's four, there's five. Amen. Saved behind five fingers of God. I'm so saved the devil, there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Amen. He can't have me back. He can't take me back. He don't own me no more. There ain't nothing the world can do about it. Tom Cruise can't do nothing about it. Britney Spears can't do nothing about it. Thank God today I'm saved. Amen. The devil's been run out with a finger. You talk about eternal security, friend. Saved behind five fingers of God. I say today, when sinners come to the Lord, it's nothing for him to save them. And when he did, Brother Gerald, I can't explain it all,
But the day the Lord said, all right, devil, you don't own him no more. He took him, put you in the palm of his hand. Closed you up. And the old devil, he's scared of one of them fingers. He sure ain't going to try to be any match for all five. Are you glad you saved today? Aren't you glad there's a strong man? I'm here to tell you today, if you're lost and undone, the Lord Jesus Christ has the power to set you free from sin. He can change your life. He loves you. He's filled with grace. He's filled with mercy. He knows how to deal with the devil and the sin. Amen. You ain't got a disease. You got a problem with devils. You ain't got a sickness. You got a problem with sin. But the Lord can just simply lift his finger and set you free. And when he does, thank God, the strong man ain't no match for the stronger strong man. Sister Candy, would you come on? Father, I want to thank you today for the word of God. Well, thank you for the mighty hand of God that Lord has delivered us. Lord, as we consider the passage this morning, just a finger, just a lifting of your finger was enough to set us free. Father, this morning I'm so thankful for the hand of God that keeps us secure. Father, I pray this morning, encourage those that are saved in the truth this morning and in those that are lost and are not saved. I pray that you'd convict their heart. May they realize the great power that they're under. And Lord, the way that Satan has made their very life his palace and his plan, Lord, is to destroy them and to drag them to hell. But Lord, may they see today. May you open their eyes. May the blinders fall off. May the devil be dealt with. Lord, may they see themselves as a sinner they are and run to Jesus today. Run to the stronger, strong man to be delivered. Lord, I love you. Thank you for all you're going to do. In Jesus' name, would you stand with me? Every head's bowed, every eye's closed, this altar's open. Say, folk, maybe you need to come and you need to get on this altar and say, Lord, thank you for the day that you come and you dealt with the devil in my life. Had no hope in myself, but you came to where I was. That's it. You mind the Lord. Children of God, mind the Lord. Mind the Lord. We'll give invitation to lost folk today. Would there be one here this morning say, preacher, I'm still under that power of the devil. I'm still under the power of the devil. Preacher, please pray for me. Please pray for me. I'm not saved today. Preacher, I know I need to come. I know I need to get saved, preacher. I'm lost. Pray for me. Is there one anywhere? I know we got some. God bless you, ma'am. Been praying for you. Been praying for you all morning while we preach. Don't let the devil walk out of here with another victory. If you'll come to Jesus, he's the stronger, strong man. He can set you free. What about it? What about it, sir? That's it. Would you mind the Lord? Would you mind the Lord? No one's looking around. No one invites you to come. Sir, we'll take the Word of God. If you'll step out, we'll take the Word of God. Show you what God said about you being saved today. Ma'am, if you'll just step out. If you'll just step out, we'll take the Word of God. We'll take the Word of God. Show you what God said about saving your soul. Don't let the devil drag you to hell. Don't let the devil. Don't let the devil win another victory today. You can come be saved right now. Right now. Right now where you stand. Right now where you sit. You can come on. You can be saved. Only thing you can do is come to Christ. You'll never be good enough. You'll never be righteous enough. You'll never be strong enough to rid yourself of the strong man. But thank God there's a stronger strong man. Take me. help save you today. He'll do the saving. He'll do the changing. Would you mind the Lord? Play another verse, sister. There's some still a-praying. Sinner friend, you know you need to come. You know you need to come. Quoted it the last few weeks. Paul said, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Would you come? Stronger, strong man bids you. This preacher pleads with you. The church today cries aloud, come, sinner, come. Come, sinner, come. Come to the only one who can change your life.